Tonight, Carbondale celebrates Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. The Mexican holiday honors friends and family members who have died. Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Folklorico will perform traditional Mexican dances in a procession down Main Street and at Thunder River Theater this evening. I visited a rehearsal and found that Folklorico teaches students to both honor tradition and transcend cultural barriers. Inside a small dance studio at the 3rd Street Center, the young students of Ballet Folklorico, both white and Latino, face the mirror at the front. They wear pointed dance shoes with metal taps, but everything is silent except for the voice of their teacher, Francisco Navarro's Bregueño, or Paco, to his dancers. He's going over the steps for a dance called Los Diablos, or the Devils. It's only performed on Día de los Muertos. It's a procession of sorts, meant to clear away bad spirits so that the souls of loved ones can return to the world of the living. For Navarro's Bregueño, Los Diablos is an especially meaningful traditional dance.
That dance is going to be the connection for all those people who went to another level or energy, I want to say that, and they're going to come back because we're going to celebrate them, and they're going to be with us again.
At Navarro's Bregueño's word, his students run to form two lines. When the music starts, they go into character as mischievous devils, stomping along and swinging their arms. They look thrilled to be in dance class, even though it's after school on a Friday. Navarro's Bregueño knows the feeling. When he was a child in Chihuahua, Mexico, Folklorico helped him find a place where he belonged.
My mom was a single mom who has to work, and she put me in after school program. The same thing my kids are doing here.
He says he had an instructor who mentored him. He became so passionate that he started Ballet Folklorico 17 years ago with Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. And Día de los Muertos this year will be important to him for another reason. His former Folklorico teacher, the one who inspired him to become an instructor, passed away earlier this year. He can't think of a better way to honor her than by passing along Folklorico to his students. And he's confident that even the youngest of them, kindergartners, can learn traditional dance.
I think it's the best age to start dancing because they start getting like dynamics in their body, how their body works, like the legs, the stamping, the heads, how they clap, how they snap. And then later on, they start getting steps and they keep going. I mean, they start loving it.
That is exactly what happened to student Solana Teitler. She remembers watching Ballet Folklorico practice at her elementary school.
I would sit in the cafeteria and watch them dance, and I loved it so much. And the rule was that you could only start dancing in kindergarten, but I was just so excited to join that Paco let me start a year early. So I started when I was 4.
That was 14 years ago. Teitler says there's more to her love of Folklorico than just the steps. She says that all the dancers and families in her group are her family.
It has given me a completely different perspective, and especially like as an Angla in our community, I think it's really important to bridge gaps, and it has definitely given me that opportunity.
Angel Romero Nahara has been dancing since kindergarten. He's 12 now. He also says that the best part of Folklorico is how tight-knit the group is.
You're a family and you work together. You won't be left out.
Tonight, for Día de los Muertos, the Folklorico family is getting a bit bigger. The Los Diablos dance originated in Mexico's Guerrero region. Some former members of this African-Mexican community now live in Carbondale. They've been teaching the Folklorico students the dance and will perform it themselves tonight. Solana Teitler says it's just another example of how the art of dance can bring people together.
Because our community is so diverse, it's important that we celebrate all of the different traditions that form it.
Instructor Paco Navarro's Bregueño says that he's looking forward to having bystanders appreciate the hard work of his students as they dance by on Main Street.
The footwork of the kids, the expression in their bodies, the passion they do in these dances.
That footwork and that passion will clear the way for lost loved ones and bring together a community tonight. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.